healthcare is more than just taking care of people's health. With a $15 billion footprint in Northeast Ohio, it's a key part of the regional economy. In this opening installment of our seven-part series, The Business of Health, WKSU's Tim Rudell takes a look at this growing and evolving industry.
It seems like anywhere you go in Northeast Ohio, there is an outpost of Cleveland Clinic or University Hospital, and sometimes both, or SUMA or another big healthcare system. The major regional players keep expanding, acquiring smaller hospitals and merging. Health industry consultant Janet Porter, whose client list includes the Cleveland Clinic, says this trend toward what's being called big box medicine can improve care and affordability through efficiency and will continue.
The projection is that over 1,000 hospitals will close in the United States. In the next 3 years, we're going to continue to see industry consolidation and insurance, too, and we're seeing that dramatically right now. And we're probably, like other industries, end up with 3 or 4 major providers.
Porter also says the consolidation we're seeing in Northeast Ohio will help drive economic growth here, where more than half of the state's biomedical industry is located. But in Northeast Ohio, there is an aging population that heavily uses healthcare and is accustomed to some of the best medical centers and care in the nation. Economic benefits from the success of the business may not be as compelling as continuing the kind of care people here are used to, something Robert Morris University health economics professor Stephen Foreman says may be at risk in a big box business environment.
It's monopoly power bargaining. If Walmart comes in and says, we want to buy everything you make for the next 10 years, you ought to ask the question, 5 years from now, what are my options if Walmart turns on me? And that's where we are with these big healthcare corporations. If they turn on us and start monopoly pricing, what are we going to do? Because they will.
Consultant Janet Porter feels the industry has evolved past that. Instead, she sees consolidation making for better use of emerging tools to improve both care and efficiency, like data aggregation and analytics.
End up with a place like the Cleveland Clinic, for example, being responsible for a large enough population that they really have good information about what works.
But there are doctors who say it's people they care for, not populations. Liberty Family Practice is located along East Turkeyfoot Road in a semi-rural area of Greene. Primary care physicians Barbara Bailey and Ann Grantham are Liberty Family Practice. They call medical data an invaluable help, but not a mechanism for treating people. And Dr. Bailey sees a conflict of missions between making patient-focused decisions and business-focused decisions.
Our responsibility is to the patient, but we're paid by somebody else. Insurance companies responding to shareholders.
And I think that's where medicine is not a business in the general sense. And I think it's taking healthcare down the tubes.
Proponents of big box medicine argue that operating to attract investors by maximizing profitability and to attract customers, healthcare users, through cost control is critical to keeping healthcare healthy financially, and that consolidation into an industry of fewer and bigger organizations will do that. Economist Stephen Foreman disagrees.
When you hear politicians talking about the free market fixing medicine, for attribution, they're idiots. Because in order to have a free market, you need many small buyers and sellers. That way nobody fixes price. You need homogenous products so that people can compare. You need free entry and exit from the market, and you need free information about quality and price. So it's not even close.
But consultant Janet Porter believes doubling down on efficiency and involving the recipients of healthcare will continue to improve the industry that she believes has historically accomplished great things.
It's going to allow people to monitor their health, and when an intervention is necessary, to target it as specifically and as efficiently as possible. And I think we're going to have even more incredible breakthroughs over the next 50 years.
What all of this means to Northeast Ohio is not certain, but one thing is, for the time being, the big players in regional healthcare will be getting bigger. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.